The gist for study finds fatigued ME/CFS brains unable to adapt to cognitive stress. BOLD MRIs measure blood oxygen levels, energy production, across the brain, and what could be more telling than that? Our brains are never always turned on. That would take too much energy. Instead, when a part of the brain is needed, say during cognitive activity, the mitochondria in that part of the brain take up more oxygen in the blood. In a process called neurovascular coupling, our brains quickly and efficiently transport blood to the active region. How well they can do this not only determines how well tasks are carried out, but also plays an important role in the energy economics of the brain. Sluggish blood flows result in the brain working overhard to carry out tasks, resulting in fatigue. This study gave ME/CFS patients and healthy controls two cognitive tests and assessed which parts of the brain reacted, i.e., which became more active. They wanted to see if, as past studies have found, people with ME/CFS need to use more of their brains to complete the task and to see if their brains adapted to the task.